A pledge for railroad safety after another derailment in Ohio. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A derailment over the weekend was the fourth in 5 months for Norfolk Southern, just in Ohio.
We're investigating all these incidents. We're cooperating with the NTSB. We're cooperating with the local, state, federal resources to make sure that we investigate them fully, understand what could be done better, and make Norfolk Southern an even safer railroad.
Senior Communications Manager Connor Spielmaker says they plan to add more of the devices that send alarms to the crew when there's overheating in a train's wheel sets, a suspected cause of last month's toxic train crash in East Palestine. The weekend derailment involved a train more than 2 miles long, but not any leak of hazardous materials. The Norfolk Southern CEO is due at a Senate hearing later this week. The FAA investigating another runway incident at Boston's Logan Airport. It happened this morning, involving two United Airlines Boeing 737s.
An official with the airline said both planes were preparing to depart, one to Newark, New Jersey, the other to Denver. The Federal Aviation Administration added the wing of the Newark-bound flight, as it was being pushed back by a tow vehicle, clipped the tail of the Denver-bound flight.
Fox's Gernal Scott, no injuries, but passengers were moved to other planes. Separately, a Massachusetts man faces federal charges accused of trying to open an emergency exit and stab a flight attendant during a United flight that was heading to Logan, where he was arrested last night. The White House says it's closely following the assault and kidnapping of four U.S. citizens in Mexico. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre calling it unacceptable.
We will continue to coordinate with Mexico and push them to bring those responsible to justice.
The Mexican president has said the Americans were there to buy medicine, which hasn't been verified. They crossed the border from Texas into an area where three cartels compete for smuggling routes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Maryland's former governor says he's putting party and country first by not running for president, describing what could be a crowded Republican field as a multi-car pileup.
Well, I want to avoid what we saw in 2016, where we had so many candidates all fighting over a limited chunk of votes, and Donald Trump became the nominee.
Larry Hogan telling Fox News he does not think the former president is the strongest candidate to appeal to a wider audience and win in November.
We got to do whatever we can to make sure Joe Biden is not reelected, and I don't think Trump is our best bet.
Hogan isn't making any endorsement at this point and doesn't rule out a run for vice president, but says he's not sure he'd fit anyone's mold for running mate. President Biden says he wants to finish the job.
We made a lot of progress, but there's so much more to do. When you respond to a fire, you don't leave until the fire's out.
Speaking to a firefighters union conference in D.C. as he prepares to release his budget this week. Concert fans can make more summer plans.
Kid Rock, Sam Hunt, and Kip Moore all announced summer tours over the weekend. Among the three, Rock has the shortest run, with the musician heading out on the road briefly across four cities in June and July. While Kip Moore announced a huge run of shows with his Damn Love World Tour, a trek that kicks off with an overseas leg this spring before wrapping with a bunch of domestic shows later in the year, starting in the U.S. in June in Virginia and running through November. And Sam Hunt revealed his Summer on the Outskirts Tour, a 27-stop run that will begin in Connecticut in July and end in Raleigh, North Carolina in September. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A mixed finish on Wall Street as the Fed chief has heads to Capitol Hill, briefing Congress for the next 2 days on the inflation fight. The Dow finishing up 40 points today. The S&P also gaining some ground, but the NASDAQ finishing lower. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.